I must have bent over 1,000 times today.
You were busy underneath the shelter for our nativity scene.
The stable.
Yeah, the stable. You call it what you want.
Yeah. How tall is it? You built it. So how tall is it?
4 feet high.
So I had to get under there today.
You had to not only get under it, but you had to squat underneath it.
I had to do squats like this. Oh, my God. There's our traditional...
Somebody sends us a text message.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it was Joseph. That's okay. We haven't had anybody interrupt our podcast in a minute.
I know. Well, it's like almost every single time.
I know. It's so funny. And we pick odd times. We don't record it at the same time all the time. But anyway, so yeah. So today I was doing my squats and I was putting lights up under the roof of the stable, and then I had to put all the characters in, and the tallest character I think is what, 32 and a half or 35 inches tall?
37 inches tall.
It was the tallest yes. one. Yeah. So anyway, everybody's in there, including baby Jesus.
In the manger, in the stable.
Yep. He's in the manger, which is in the stable. And, you know, some people comment about that. Like I was telling one of my best friends today, Tracy, that, you know, today baby Jesus was going to go into the stable, that we've had the stable up for a few weeks, but today the characters were going to go in. And she said, I thought Catholics waited until Christmas Eve to put baby Jesus in. And I said, you know, that's traditional when you go to, you know, in the church, like they get through the entire Advent season, which is 4 weeks. And then on Christmas Eve, traditionally that morning or the day before, they close down the church and they decorate it for Christmas Eve and they put up their nativity scene and all that kind of stuff. So I just told her that, yeah, that's the traditional, but I'm always early. I'm putting baby Jesus out there.
Yeah, some seasons we have put the whole thing together much earlier than we did mm-hmm. this year, but it was a new location in the yard.
Yes.
And this year we put it together right side up instead of upside down like we did last year.
And somehow we had to camouflage our error last year. We went out and bought some of that evergreen roping.
Yeah, the garland.
And you hammered that on there with nails or screws.
Staples.
I think you used your screws.
I did use some of those because they started to come loose.
Yeah.
But the fun part of the day was I got to watch Lois use power tool.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Some guys are turned on by girls that drive fast cars, and other guys are turned on by girls that use power tools. And my husband's turned on by both.
I'm turned on by one girl who does both. And I'd like to know, you to acknowledge that you asked me to buy you a power tool, and I went right out and bought one.
Oh, I know. It's like, that's like the miracle thing. It's like, ask for a power tool, ladies. And you'll get it.
Yeah.
You know, forget the diamonds and the perfume and the chocolate and the dresses and the fur coats. Forget all that
stuff. I can take all that back?
You can take all that back. Just, ladies, you know what? When you ask your husband for a gift, make sure you're asking for a power tool.
Well, this is the fantasy that drives the rigid catalog that has scantily clad women holding power tools.
It does?
For each of the months, yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, for at least 50 years.
Really?
Yeah.
That is odd.
It is kind of odd.
Because I wasn't out there scantily clad. In fact, I was like,
well, it was
boots.
a little too cold.
Yeah, I had like on, did you see that cool coat I was wearing from Ford Motorcraft?
Yeah, that was a cool coat.
Yeah, it was windproof and I don't know whatever else.
I'm surprised it didn't have battery heaters in it.
Wow, you know what? That coat is so warm. The guys in the shop wear that coat. You know, like in the service bays and stuff like that in the dealerships, they wear those coats. They're something that they can win as an award or, you know, get as a gift or something like that. So I ordered one of those coats. When I got your cool sweater over there.
Oh,
your new
I know.
Christmas sweater.
I gave it its inaugural for the St. Nick's celebration in South Bend. I wore it and wore it with pride. It is a great sweater.
Isn't this the cutest?
Yeah, I guess you could say it is cute. It is a very fashionable, Christmas-oriented Ford sweater with a Ford F-150 on it.
And knitted in.
Pardon?
It's all knitted in. It's like snowflakes, yeah. The word Ford, and then it says, read what it says there.
You're going to have to hold it closer. Oh, what fun it is to drive.
Yeah.
And there's a Ford F-150 in the middle of the words. And honestly, it is one of the most comfortable sweaters I've ever worn, soft and warm.
I'm going to have to take a picture of you in that and post it because it is so cute. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow.
Speaking of which, I took a picture of you using a power tool.
So for
doubters, I can show evidence of Lois with a power tool in her hand. And she's using it upside down.
I'm using it correctly.
You're using it correctly, but you were holding it upside down. You were stapling up.
Yeah, but I wasn't doing up on the roof. I was just doing on the back of the manger. So.
Well, you were doing a great job.
Well, thank you, Denbo. That means a lot coming from somebody who has a lot of tools and knows how to use them.
Well, I'm not going to go any further. I'm not going to go there either.
No.
It's too close to Christmas, and I don't want to be on Santa's naughty list.
Exactly. Although, being on the naughty list, if we're both on it, it's probably okay.
As long as we're on it together.
Exactly. Well, speaking of St. Nicholas, we did have a rousing St. Nicholas party with my family.
Oh my gosh, it was a wonderful place, wonderful food, and absolutely the best company.
We had the best time. There was, at one point in time, there was 16 of us, I think, all together. And we had a VRBO down in South Bend, which was massive. And it was the type of VRBO that's used for, like, corporate events and tailgate parties for the football games and stuff like that down at Notre Dame. And it was just, the setup of it was just perfect for our group. It was a huge space. And we could have the windows open and the heat cranked up. And we had it catered by Carrabba's. And it was so great. We just loved it. And then at night, we cooked beef tenderloin. Rare, medium rare, I would say. Did you like your beef?
Oh, I loved it. It was very good. I had a piece of the rare and I had the tail end, which was well done. It was just absolutely, every bite of it was scrumptious.
Yeah, so we did that and Joe brought his iron skillet over. He's got the 13-inch Lodge iron skillet. So we, you know, sauteed it, browned it in that and then threw it in the oven for 20 minutes and it just came out beautifully.
Well, we had lots of good food, including a couple of wonderful breakfasts that were made.
Mm-hmm.
And when
you made breakfast for us.
And when we got there,
it was so great.
We stopped at the market in South Bend that we just love to go to.
St. Clair's.
And I got some deli chicken salad that was the best chicken salad I've ever eaten. In fact, I got what they called the small container. I would have made two sandwiches under normal conditions, but I made one sandwich with it.
You know what I thought was funny is I said to you, you were raving about how good the chicken salad was. And I said, did you leave? Is there a spoonful or two for me? You're like, no, I ate the whole thing.
Yeah. And which I think you did the same thing with the ham.
Well, you had a little bit of ham salad, but then I had the ham salad.
I did?
Ham salad. Did you have ham salad?
No, you ate the whole thing.
Well, they were the small containers, the little 8-ounce containers. But it's funny that I'm not a big ham person.
Yeah.
But their ham salad was so good. It was made from scratch. My mother used to make ham salad.
My mom did too. My dad would make it too sometimes. And we would actually have a grinder and grind the ham with pickles and mayonnaise and a little bit of onion. And every once in a while, I would have it and not like it. But most of the time, I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. Fresh ground ham. You know, it's not fresh ham, but I mean cooked ham. But then you put it in that meat grinder and it comes out and it's so cool. But, you know, chicken salad, I love chicken salad. That's like one of my favorite
things. Well, we'll have to go back and get more next time.
Yeah. Or we'll just have to make our own.
Different bread, though. That bread was not good for the chicken salad sandwich. It needed to be more substantial.
You know what? That was brioche bread that was really for French toast.
Yeah. It was too soft.
Which what I bought it for was to make French toast the next morning for breakfast. So I thought I didn't really think we'd actually eat sandwiches. When I saw you had the chicken salad and the ham salad, I thought we'd like just kind of nosh. I bought some of those crackers, those Nut Thins. You know, yeah. Those Nut Thin crackers are made with almonds?
Yes.
They're so good.
Yeah, rice flour and almonds. Fantastic.
And sea salt. I mean, they have very few ingredients, but mm-hmm. So yummy. So, yeah, I thought we'd do like a little noshing thing. I did noshing, but it was
instead of a cracker full at a time, it was like make a sandwich and wolf it down.
Yeah.
We were going to get sandwiches when we got there, but their deli sandwich side was closed.
Yeah, they close at like 3.
Yeah, I don't get that. But crazy people like us show up 15 minutes before they close to pick up our meat order for the weekend. And
it was
we got delayed on the way there.
Oh my God, we got into like a snow squall on I-94.
Well, we got delayed before we got to Ann Arbor. We realized that we left something important back at home, so we had to turn around and go back and pick it up. So,
yeah, we left our clothes.
Yeah.
We packed up our car. We're a half hour east or west, right? Because we were headed west toward Ann Arbor. We get to Ann Arbor. We're riding on the freeway. I'm like, oh, shit. I think we were still on M14.
We were.
At 23, actually. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, crap. We forgot our clothes. So we had to turn around and go back. I have this funny thing that I do. I like to just, I don't stress before going on a trip. I end up just, especially if we have rented a VRBO or something, I just pack our dirty laundry and wash the dirty clothes when I get there. So our suitcases are essentially empty. So we packed our suitcases and I didn't take the 2 bags of laundry. And I know that probably sounds weird to people, but why stress when you work full time? And you're going someplace with a washer and dryer. I take my own laundry detergent, everything. I just washed and dried everything once we got there. It turned out great.
Well, they did have a wonderful setup there. They had a laundry on the second floor, although we were in the basement. So I don't know how you made the trip up those stairs. I went up and down twice, and that was the end of it for me. But they had the upstairs in... Some people would argue about the definition, but to me it looked like a dormitory because there were so many beds on the top floor.
Well, there was rooms.
There were several rooms, yeah.
4 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms.
Lots of sleeping space.
And then there was off to the one far end, there was like a bonus room that didn't have a door, and it was like a bunk bedroom, like a bunkhouse type of setup there too, yeah. And then, yeah, you're right. There was no bedrooms on the main floor. And then down in the lower level, there was a living area with a wet bar, a huge TV, and then there was a bedroom with a full-size bath down there, too.
Yeah.
And that's where we stayed, which was fantastic because it was so quiet. We didn't hear anything.
No.
We didn't hear anything. It was so quiet down there at night, and I love that. Darkness and sun. And there was an egress window.
Yeah.
So if we had to get out, we
Which went out on the corner of the deck. But the thing that was surprisingly quiet about it is it was underneath the main room, you know, the sort of living room or family room for the upstairs, but still it was exceptionally quiet.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So
it was so much fun. We just had a total ball.
Well, and the company was wonderful. We had a chance to have little ones and older ones.
Well, we were, ages 5 to 70, so it was just super fun. We played cards. One night, Saturday night, we stayed up till 1:30 in the morning playing cards. And then me and my sister cleaned after everybody went to bed and some people went to a hotel room. And Joe and Emily went back to their house. My sister Marge and I stayed up and we cleaned the entire space because, you know, I don't like to get up and see all those dishes in the sink knowing that we're going to be making breakfast, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
We just spick and span the place. I was going to say spot clean it, but we spick and span. I mean, we dusted and swept and we did the floors and we did everything and it was just wonderful.
Well, and your Indiana cousins brought candy, homemade candies and
cupcakes.
Homemade cupcakes, just fabulous.
And
cookies.
Persimmon cookies. Did you ever hear of such a thing?
I never had such a thing until last weekend and they were fabulous.
They were so good.
Yeah.
We're going to have to look for some persimmon. I'll have to get that recipe.
Yeah. Well, I see them once in a while in the grocery, And my former colleagues from the company that worked in Indiana were famous for persimmon preserves, but I never heard of persimmon cookies.
And she also brought from their German bakery down in Indy, she brought the
those things were meringues, magic.
And she brought the anise
cookies. The anise flavored cookies
were. Anise seed cookies. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, so good. Oh my God, I'm full, Denbo. I'm full. I'm still full from our feast, and I'm just going to have to like take some Tums or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tonight for dinner, we had hamburgers with cheddar cheese and onion and tomato and lettuce and pickles. And
I skipped the tomato. I skipped the top half of the bun, but I had everything else.
We've eaten so much meat. We've eaten a lot of meat. We probably could go meatless for a little while.
But why?
Well, because we eat so much meat, we need to get back on our veggies. Our order from Whole Foods came earlier today, so the fridge is stocked with all of your favorite vegetables and some fruits. And
super.
So you should be all set for the week.
Super.
Super de-duper. Well, I'm excited because Christmas is coming soon, and we've kind of had our family Christmas, but on my side, but we've got a Christmas concert at our great niece's school. It's going to be at the church tomorrow, so we'll go to that. And everybody needs to wear their masks right now because of this epidemic situation we've got going on here with the state of Michigan.
Well, that's right. And I in particular still feel a little vulnerable to be compromised. And so we went to a basketball game yesterday, and a middle school basketball game, and I wore two masks. I wanted to make sure I stayed healthy. And
because we forgot our KN95s, but we had the other one, so we doubled up on those. And no, we definitely need to, because Michigan is popping. Not just, you know, COVID is one thing, but it's also this RSV and the flu. So yeah. it's just that time of year that we all need to be a little bit more diligent. So, anyways.
Well, we have all kinds of people in our lives, and we trust them. We love them. We want to spend time with them, but we're trying our best to not get sick and to not get them sick.
One of the things that's on the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services website is that they've determined that about 40% of all cases of COVID are asymptomatic. So, not that anybody's trying to make anybody else sick, but it's just inevitable if you're going to breathe
walking
the air.
Around with
respiratory diseases are just, you know, it's just a thing right
get
now.
Yeah.
Right. And we don't care if people are vaccinated or not. It's everybody's personal choice. We get that. But we just need to protect ourselves.
Yeah. And those we care about.
Yeah. Which is everybody. Love everybody. It's that time of year where we love everybody.
Well, almost everybody. You know.
What do you mean almost everybody? Oh, he's pointing his finger over his shoulder.
Yeah. So anyways.
Oh, because he's talking about our neighbors. Well, I mean, it's not that we don't like them. We just don't like them walking on our property and being on our property.
We don't like them encroaching on our world.
Yeah.
As
but
they haven't. Since we had a conversation in June, they've stayed away, with one exception. I put some rocks. They've pulled all of the surveyor stakes on the property line, and somebody damaged the corner of our garage.
Yeah, they were pulling their cans in between the garages. You know, that's what they do. That's one of
the
things they do on our property. But I think that they pulled it through, and then they, damaged the garage.
Yeah, they didn't hit the middle. They hit the edge of the. They were trying to do two at
and
once.
Pulled the siding of our garage up. And it's aluminum siding, which is quite malleable, and you got to be super careful with it. So we have to get it repaired, but we can't just have anybody repair it.
Well, here was what I considered the major encroachment besides just pulling the surveyor stakes. I put out five big rocks on our property to make it obvious that this is not a place to go running through with big garbage bins, and some a-hole, I don't know who, but some a-hole picked the rocks up and moved them over onto the sidewalk and then left them there. And like, why would you move somebody else's
onto our little walkway that's yeah. on our property?
Why would you move somebody else's
stuff? Because people are not good neighbors sometimes. Well, no.
Yeah, I'm going to be real direct. They're assholes.
Oh.
And so, you know, Merry Hanukkah. Fuck you. Excuse my language, but this is the feeling that I still have 6 months later about people who encroach and think they're entitled to use somebody else's property as their own.
Well, we'll get over it. We're going to put the fence up. We didn't get it up this year because of labor shortage, but we will get the fence up and it's going to fix everything.
Well, so I don't think
we'll never have to talk about this again.
I would hope not. But we will forgive, but we will not forget.
Yeah, well, I don't think I agree with you. I agree with you. We'll get over it, but yeah. And over time, we will forget because we're going to lose our memories over time.
Well, when I'm dead, I'll lose my memory. But everybody else will have theirs.
What'd you have for dinner yesterday? What'd you have for dinner last night?
I'm glad you didn't ask me what I had. Tonight I had a hamburger.
Yeah.
A good one, too.
What'd you have for dinner last night?
I don't remember.
That's right, because we can't remember it. And you know why we don't remember it? Because it's not important.
Well, what's important...
I don't remember either what we had for dinner last night.
What's important to me are the relationships of people that I love and respect. And I'm quite happy to respect other people's property. That's a way that you show respect to them. But serial disrespect of people's property is serious disrespect of them.
That's right.
And I won't have anybody disrespecting my wife.
Well, great. Now what? Are we going to not talk about this anymore?
Talk about what?
Exactly. I'm tired of it. I don't want to talk about that. We were having such a great conversation and being so happy, and then you got onto your bender about the neighbor.
Oh, well, I've left that behind.
You have?
Yes,
for
I have.
Sure.
I've left that behind.
For
I'm not
sure.
carrying that weight anymore.
It's gone.
Just don't bring it up again.
I didn't. I just said we love everybody right now.
And I said, oh, well, not quite everybody.
I know. That's the part you could have glossed over that part.
Yeah, I'm not one to gloss over. I had an experience this weekend.
What do you call somebody who's like just brutally honest all the time? Because that is you. That is you. Like you. Oh my God. You have to tell the story of what happened the other night when we were babysitting.
Well, it'd be more fun if you tell it because you can tell it with style.
Okay, so my sister Marge made cookies for the kids to decorate, and so. We didn't have time on St. Nicholas weekend to do it, so we sent the cookies home with all the kids, and we sent home with little icing kits and sprinkles and writing icing and all this so they could decorate their stuff at home on their own. So Friday night, we're babysitting the 5-year-old and the 12-year-old, and during the course of the evening, they're watching a movie or whatever. Dennis comes through the kitchen, and you know, there's my sister's cookies. They're individually wrapped like she always does prior to decorating because she freezes them that way. And I said to Dennis, do you want to have one of Marge's cookies? And he's like, yeah. So he snags, you know, one or whatever. And later on, the 5-year-old's looking for a bedtime snack. So, you know, we opened up the fridge and the freezer. And she said she'd like to have an ice cream sandwich. I said, great. So we get that out. And Dennis comes walking through the kitchen again. And he says, oh, you're eating an ice cream sandwich. And she says, yeah, Uncle Dennis, would you like to have an ice cream sandwich? And what did you say?
Oh, no, thank you. I just had a cookie.
And she looks and she goes, what cookie?
Instantly, I knew
and
the jig was up.
And what did you say?
Well, I didn't lie. I said, I had one of those from the kitchen, and she wanted to see where I got the cookie. So I went and pointed to the pile of cookies. And she instantly burst into tears.
Burst into tears. It was the cutest thing. And she was just devastated. And she's got this ice cream sandwich in her hand. And she comes running up to me and she's like, Uncle Dennis ate one of my cookies. That's for Santa Claus. And it was so cute. It was the most adorable thing ever. And I said, Uncle Dennis, what did you do?
And what I did not do was throw Aunt Lois under the bus for suggesting I could have one. And so I was
spared.
Like a reindeer in the headlights.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. So anyway, so then we, you know, you talked to her. You apologized.
Profusely.
You were heartily sorry. And you also told her that you would get her more cookies to decorate, which you did the next day. But, I mean, it was just the most adorable thing. And the good news was you didn't throw me under the bus. But I kind of felt like Eve in the Garden of Eden. You know, when she said to her husband, hey, do you want an apple? I kind of felt that way, like after the whole thing. But I never dawned on me that you would be in a situation where you had to tell the truth about the cookie. I just thought, you know, there's like 7 or 8 cookies there and there's 3 or 4 over there. I mean, there was like
15 cookies everywhere.
There was cookies everywhere because they got a big batch of them from Marge. But oh my God, it was hilarious.
It was priceless.
Thank you for not throwing me under the bus, honey.
Well, the best part is on Saturday, we had a chance to go to this basketball game that I mentioned earlier. And she was there and she had forgotten all about it.
She couldn't remember the story. I said, you know, tell Nana the story because her grandma and, you know, Pa were there. And I said, tell Nana the story about what Uncle Dennis did last night. And she looked and she goes, I don't remember. I said, sure you do. And she goes, no, you tell it. So then I did. And then I said, and by the way, Uncle Dennis has cookies for you. He'll bring them over later today. And she was all excited. So, and then you took the cookies over last night. And
yes.
It was just the sweetest thing ever. I mean, it's just adorable.
Yeah. She seems to have forgiven me, although she kind of degraded my position as a fairy godfather. She wouldn't do a pinky swear with me that she'd forgive me.
Oh,
and
she
that
would.
I was sorry. Yeah. So.
Well, because she said she only does pinky swear with her fairy godmothers.
Right.
Right. So. Yep. Yeah. Well, that's okay. It's a girl thing. There's nothing wrong with that.
Whatever. She's still got me wrapped around her finger. So.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, anywho. Well, okay. So next Sunday, we're coming up. Christmas Day. We'll have another show. We'll talk about Christmas's past.
And Christmas present.
Our Christmas present? I'm getting a Christmas present?
No, you already got your Christmas present.
Oh, I did. I got a beautiful Christmas present.
Yes, you did. You called me and said, oh, by the way.
Can I use your credit card to buy this beautiful amethyst bracelet?
Yep.
And you said, sure.
And then I asked, how much was it?
I didn't tell you the price. I think you saw the price on your credit card.
No, I saw the price of the other thing that you did, decorating the house.
Oh, yeah, getting the lights put up.
Yeah,
that was a great gift, too, Dumbo. You're so generous.
I said I'd go halves with you.
I'm going halves with you. I owe you half.
Okay.
But
it was way,
nice.
Way, way more expensive than I thought it would be.
Well, because the first year setup includes the lights, the wiring, all the stuff that they have. You know, it's like the first year. You know, and then now it'll be less than that going forward just for labor. Because they're going to package everything up for us in really cool storage boxes and everything.
That won't fit on my shelves in the garage.
It's fine. I'll put them in the basement then.
Oh, and who's going to carry them down there for you?
You are so... Me. I go up and down the basement steps all the time.
I know, but usually not with boxes full of lights. But...
Well, let's see how they come packaged. Let's see how it all works out.
I might have to build an extension of the garage.
No. We're not getting an extension. I don't want any change of the footprint. I like the small house. I like the 2 1/4 car garage, detached. I like everything the way it is.
I thought
small.
We were going to connect the house to the garage and go up 3 stories.
No.
Extend the basement.
I'm not having a bigger house than I have right now. This is perfect for us.
Oh, okay.
It's perfectly perfect. We're not changing anything.
Okay.
All right. All right, Dempo, you're looking at me funny.
I'm just trying to figure out, are we done for tonight?
We're done. 29 minutes and 17 seconds.
Oh, my. We've gone almost a half hour.
I know. Just Chatty Kathy and Chatty Ken. Chatty Charlie.
What happened to Chatty Barbie?
I don't know. Who's Barbie?
Ken's girlfriend?
Well, I was trying to think of like a K-sounding word, like Chatty Kathy. Although, I don't know why they say it should be like Chatty Charlie.
Or Chatty Chuck. Chatty Chuck. Chatty Kathy,
how much
Chatty
wood
Chuck.
Could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
I know the answer to that.
You do?
Yes.
What is it?
A woodchuck would chuck just as much wood as a woodchuck would chuck, if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
You're hilarious.
Thank you.
All right.
I find you pretty humorous, too.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye.